With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
We are Illusionoid. My name is Lee Smart. Right over here is
Paul Bates.
And to the left of him is
Nognar Gang.
Yes. So we are going to improvise a story from the distant future for you guys tonight. And we're going to base it on a couple of suggestions. But before we get started, I want to introduce on keyboards and sound effects tonight, we have the Living Tribunal.
Yeah!
Oh, my God, he's awake.
He's awake.
He's awake.
Oh, my God.
I turned my phone
off. Make sure your phone's off.
Everybody phone's off, guys.
Who knows what reception. The Living Tribunal is before we get started? Anyone?
Nobody.
All right.
Good. That's great.
It's a cosmic figure
off
from
to
Marvel
a raucous
Comics.
Start.
Yeah, that's all right. You don't need to know anything about the Living Tribunal except that he has three heads, one facing in each direction. Right? There's only three directions. Right. All right. So to get started, I'm going to need a noun. Any noun.
Beans. Wow.
Hold on.
Beans.
What the hell?
You said beans and you said beans at the same time. That's amazing. All right. Beans. And a verb. Jumping.
Oh,
way.
Boo.
Is someone here from the Bean Bureau? Is
I think that so. Yes. All right, we're going to take jumping. We have to take jumping.
No, we must.
It's the rule of improv. We're bound by that.
This is a festival.
Fine.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to. We're honor bound. So, the title of our story is The Man Who Could Jump Through Beans. That's right. That's how we built that. All right. We're going to get started.
Yes.
Here we go. In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to the Omega Seamaster Chrono Stage. James Bond's choice. Skyfall, opening November 9th. Will you heed these warnings? Sure. Heed them. And now. I'm looking forward to that movie. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm giddy. I'm giddy about it. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Can anyone hear me? Through the Omega Seamaster Chrono Stage! Has Skyfall come out yet? Was it awesome? More of a Quantum of Solace guy myself. Oh, time is not on my side. The past history has not absolved my tastes. But no more of that! I send you urgent messages of your own doom! Heed my warnings and listen to this tale of a man whose powers exceeded those of the average mortal human, who allowed himself to propel himself over, beyond, and through legumes?
Am I right on that?
Yeah. Listen on! On! Yeah, that's me. There I am on the floor, bleeding from my stomach. It wasn't always this way. No. Used to be a productive member of society. But then, 2 weeks ago, something happened. And it all happened with a phone call.
Hello?
Yeah, is this, is this the mechanics? You normally a company sort of says their company name.
Well, that's because I'm not a company. You have the wrong number.
Oh, well, who have I got? Can you fix a hover car?
I have a hover car.
Well, can you fix it?
Bring it over. I'll take a look.
And that was that. Never asked his address. Just traced the call. Ran it through a couple of friends in the police force. Brought my hover car over. Had to push it. You ever push a hover car? No wheels. No wheels on a hover car. So that took a whole week of the 2 week span that I'm talking about.
Anyway. Hey,
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy. I recognize you. You're Fenton. Fenton LaRue, right?
Yeah. Fenton LaRue, you've seen my commercials.
Yeah, Fenton LaRue, we find things for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a locator of sorts.
That's right. Hey, listen, do you have a private place we could talk for 5 minutes? I know you're pushing your hover car here, but...
In the middle of the street, buddy. Well, if you want, we can step inside my car.
All right, I'll get in there.
All right, come on in. Just let me just open the door here.
Pneumatics.
And... Close it. Okay.
Nice.
Nobody can hear us now.
Nah, it's cramped in here.
Well, it's a hover car. It's one of the older ones. It's a 4292.
A 4292?
Yep.
I would have picked this for a 4291.
Well, you don't know your hover cars.
Yeah, I'd high five you, but it's pretty cramped in here.
Yeah. Plus, high fiving is illegal.
No one can hear us, right? You're not going to turn me in for that, are you?
No, but I got my eye on you now.
Okay.
Remember, I can locate you.
I know. Fenton LaRue, we locate you. That's your tagline.
Yep.
It's all over the hover.
It's tattooed on my face.
It's tattooed right on your face. Yeah.
Okay, you didn't even have to ask me.
No,
you knew me. You just could have read my face.
I read your face.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm looking for something. Actually, I'm looking for a someone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my brother.
Whoa.
Yeah. You hear that?
That was a hailing signal?
That's right.
A bird?
Yeah.
A bird's hailing us.
Yeah. My brother would always make that sound.
Yeah?
Yeah. He went missing about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was walking in the... He was... You hear that?
Wow. Whistling again.
Yeah. It's eerie, isn't it?
Do you think he's nearby?
I think he must be nearby, but I can't find him.
I'm right here.
Oh, there he is.
Mission accomplished.
Where have you been?
Hiding in this guy's hover car.
The whole time?
I didn't want anyone to find me. It's a 4292. These things are garbage.
All right, you've offended me on two levels. One, you
talked... I ended up here. I didn't mean to end up here, but I ended up here. Somebody stop that whistling before I kill someone. I didn't mean to end up here. This is going to sound crazy, but I jumped here.
Jumped here?
Through a bean.
Hold on, let me think. Let me see if I understand what it is you're saying. You jumped through a bean.
Yes, and landed in a 4292 hover car. What's so hard to understand about that?
You went missing 2 weeks ago.
I know.
You jumped through a bean.
Yes.
And landed here just now.
Yes.
Where were you before?
I was at my house.
So you were... So still, for 2 weeks, you were at your house and you were still missing?
He didn't look in the right room. But I jumped through a bean, don't you understand?
No!
Why would we?
been doing some genetic engineering, and I've created the ability to use beans to transport from one place to another.
Wait, I know you. You're Lorenzo Lamar.
Yes.
Geneticist.
We use beans to take you from where you are. It's tattooed on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a maverick. You're one of those maverick geneticists.
Yeah, well, call me what you will, but it works. I can jump through beans and go anywhere.
Oh, yeah?
You know, if the government finds out that you can jump through beans, if you've mastered the art of teleportation through the legume, you're not safe out there. Fenton, you gotta help us, man. You gotta help me. You gotta help me and my brother.
You gotta help me and my brother.
Knock, knock, knock. You guys hear that?
Someone knocking.
Sounded somebody, like knocking.
Someone said knocking, yeah.
Anybody in there? It's the government.
Jesus Christ.
I knew it. They're after my beans.
Open up. This is an illegally parked hover car.
Oh, man. Why did I pick a busted hover car to jump into?
All right, listen. There's no way out of here, and my hover car won't work.
Guys.
What are you going to do, bro?
I have a bean in my pocket. We can jump through this bean.
That's crazy.
Look how
it's going
it
to work.
What kind of bean is that?
It's a soybean.
It's a soybean.
It's a simple soybean.
All right, quick. That guy's, he's knocking harder. We got to get out of here.
All right,
knocking,
here we go.
Knocking and knocking.
Gentlemen.
Oh-ho!
Into the bean!
Oh!
Into the bean! Ah! Ah! We've made it outside the hover car.
So.
Ah, shit. Government agent's right there.
We teleport like 9 inches.
What is that? Is that the best you can do?
It's the only bean I had.
Jesus
Christ.
Well,
hold on a second. I have some pinto beans that I was going to save for
later. I haven't modified them.
You need to modify the bean? I thought you could just do this.
No, I'm a geneticist and I have to modify the bean. It takes a while.
This is all very interesting, but we're more interested in your bean technology.
Well, it's certainly not at my house. Shit.
McLaughlin, check the house.
All right.
You got it, Thompson.
All you agents sound the same.
That's right. It's the smoking.
You all still smoke?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, we all still smoke.
Then why can't we high five?
He brings up a very good point. So... the beans! The government wants them. It was at that moment that I had jumped into action. I had no stakes in these people, but I sensed that something was amiss. So, I punched the government agent right in the face, kicked him between the legs, and then vaporized him.
I can't believe you did that.
Neither can I.
That was harsh.
You know what? I didn't need to punch him or kick him.
No.
You could have started with the vaporizing.
Yeah. He didn't need to be...
It's like adding insult to injury.
He didn't need
all
to
completely
feel...
completely unnecessary first two steps.
Yeah.
He didn't feel any pain whatsoever. He just would have just disappeared and not even known.
Right.
It would have been a happy
humane
death.
What kind of animal are you?
Hey, the animal that's helping you out of this.
That's right. Fenton LaRue. The animal that helps you.
That's right. Oh, you've seen my back.
Yeah, I have.
Guys, if the agents know where we are, they know where my house is, where the rest of the beans are that I've modified. We have to go there as fast as possible.
I suggest the sewers.
Are you gonna travel by sewer?
It's the only way we won't be located.
He's right.
He's right.
He's a locator.
All right, here. Here's, look, here's a maintenance hole cover. I'll all lift right this.
It must be made of the same stuff your doors are.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, quick, everybody down in here.
It's gross.
Oh, smells like feces down here.
Well, the sewers are mostly feces.
They are.
Yeah. Ever since the city decided to run its power off of feces.
It's true. Clean, renewable feces.
Green shit.
Green shit.
Yeah.
Right this way, guys. I
You know your way around here?
I've been in the sewers before.
Is your lab down here?
Yes. It's right around this corner. I actually don't live far from the hovercraft.
Well, obviously.
I can't jump very far with these beans. Not yet! But soon.
All right, here we are.
Now, is anybody home? Is your wife home?
Oh,
Honey, are you home?
Yeah.
Damn it, she must have eaten one of the beans!
What happens then?
Well, you ingest the bean and then your insides are teleported elsewhere.
So she's just an empty husk of your wife?
She kind of always was.
That's cold, man.
Yeah.
That's science.
He's got a point.
Can't argue with that.
No.
Gentlemen, here are my collection of beans.
Look at them all. What, wow, that's a green bean.
Continue.
Over there, we got a pinto. Yeah, it's like the one you had.
One that I've modified.
Yes, I was going to save those for later.
You got a, man, I can't even see what this one is.
You can do it. Sound it out.
All right.
Use your words.
It's like a soybean, but it's not quite.
I think it's a garbanzo.
It's a garbanzo. Oh, yeah.
Better known as the chickpea.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Government bastards.
So which one are we going to use?
Where are we going to go?
We could go anywhere. Just not very far. If we use a bunch of beans in succession, we could probably get a few feet away from the house.
I got a question.
I have time.
All right. Now, I don't know much, but I know about space, all right? And space and time are intrinsically connected. So, I'm putting this out there. If we use these beans, if we combine them, say we puree them...
into a bean smoothie of sorts?
Correct. Can we use these to travel backwards in time? Yes. To before this whole mess began?
Well, I suppose. I mean, it's never been tried, but you bring up an interesting theory. I'm afraid, though, if we put all the beans into a blender and make a smoothie, it itself will become a time vortex, and the very fabric of space-time will be torn apart.
What if we put ice inside?
That might slow the process
down.
Yeah,
you see? We'll cryogenically slow down the bean metamorphosis. Huh? I don't know much.
No, you clearly
but
don't.
But I know about space, right?
What do you think, Fenton?
I just needed my hover car fixed. But I'm in.
All right. So we'll go back in time.
If this works, we'll go back in time. All right.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Let's take all the beans and put them in that blender over there.
All right. Collect these up one at a time in the blender.
Maybe more than one at a time to speed up the process.
Here, handfuls.
Here's a handful of beans.
Handfuls, there they go.
Here's some more beans.
A nice
couple of green beans.
Need a little bit of liquid here.
Kidney beans.
Puree, right?
Yep.
Kidney, all right.
Ice,
sure. All right. A little bit of vegetable broth.
Why not?
Hey, if this thing goes to shit, at least we'll have dinner, right?
All right. I'm setting this on liquefy.
Oh, my God.
Stand back from the blender.
Hold hands, everybody.
I shall.
I can't press start if you hold. Here we go.
Let me go!
Oh! It's working. Slowly working. We're going back in time.
Wow.
Oh.
You see that?
Yes. Oh!
Cars!
Horse and buggies!
Dinosaurs? Oh.
Baby dinosaurs!
Centaur!
Swamp sludge!
Space octopus! Nothing?
We're here at the void!
The void of all time and space. And the void monster.
Oh, my God.
We've gone back too far.
We've gone back too far.
I only wanted to go back to yesterday, but we're here at the beginning of everything.
Too many goddamn beans.
I knew it.
My cover car hasn't even been made yet.
Gentlemen, we have one chance. I have one bean left. Here it is. It's a military-sanctioned bean. It's
beautiful. You can tell it's got a number tattooed on the side of it.
And epaulettes?
Yes, it's a general bean.
It has a single epaulette.
It's a navy bean.
It's a navy bean.
We did it.
We did it.
The only thing is,
One of us has to eat this bean.
Jesus.
And then
Christ.
What happens?
We don't know.
We have no idea.
All right, goddammit. Give it to me. I was going to save these pinto beans for later, but...
Fenton, hey. You don't have to do this, all right?
Fenton, you have to do this.
You got mixed up in this whole crazy thing when
Fenton,
I ran into
you. Fenton, you got us into this mess.
I never recognized you until now, because I just read your face tattoo.
Goddamn these face tattoos.
Michelangelo Lapinge.
Yeah, that's me.
Space-time theorist.
That's right.
You two used to be partners.
Used to be.
Used to be.
But he never trusted my work with beans.
He never forgave me for sleeping with his empty husk of a wife.
Well, maybe if I swallow this navy bean, you two can get out of here and start doing the work you were meant to do together.
Whoa, hold on.
Wait, whoa.
You do this for us?
Why? Fenton, you barely know us.
What other choice do I have? Maybe one of you will pay me after the fact, and then I can get my hover car fixed. It's all I had in my life. I wasn't working. I was lonely.
Had you even located anything?
Not happiness.
Join the club.
Me too. Oh, kind of the same thing.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I am very briefly soaking this.
Yeah.
In my own saliva, and then swallowing it.
Godspeed, Fenton.
Oh. Expanding. Oh, wow.
Your stomach is becoming distended.
Oh.
Fenton.
He's starting to pulse.
That is a wormhole in my insides.
We have to go into his stomach to go home.
Fenton, I'm going to ask you something right now. Look at me in the eyes.
All right.
Dilate your umbilicus. We are going to climb through your belly button inside you and hopefully to a better life.
All right.
Together. We'll go together, brother.
Yes, together.
Into his stomach.
When was the last time you cleaned this thing? We're halfway.
Oh, my God.
The rest of the way.
And there I was, lying on the floor, bleeding from my stomach.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you very much,
ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. Thank you, good night.
Thank you.
Jay McCarroll, right over there. The Living Tribunal.
The Living Tribunal.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Big City Improv Festival.
Jumped Through Beans, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nardag. Music and sound effects by Jay McCarroll. Recorded live at Big City Improv Festival at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, October 20th, 2012. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid has an upcoming live show. Illusionoid will be doing a Christmas show November 30th at 8 p.m. in the Comedy Bar Cabaret space. Tickets will be $10 and will be very limited, so get them early. That's the Illusionoid Christmas show, Friday, November 30th. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Hi, Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.